Daf is a daf yud alf. We got to the very bottom of the yud. I'm amazing. I was going through different ways that the Amoraim would open up their drushes on the Megillas Esther. So we're now up to the last line. Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak pasach le'pischa l'hai parshasa mehacha. He would open up his drusha with the following pasuk. He has a lot to do today. So the Gemara says, Ki avodim anachnu v'avoduseinu lo azavnu elokeinu v'yeteleinu ches lefnei malachai pras, that we are servants and we did not leave our servitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he spread out this chesed over us, in front of us, in pras. Amosai, when did this take place? This took place Bizman Haman. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa pasuk le'pischa l'hai parshasa mehacha. He opened up for the following. It says, Here kafta enosh l'roshenu, because you placed us on top of the heads. Banu va'esh v'mayim, we entered into fire, into water. Ba'esh bimei nevuchanetzer harasha, u'v'mayim paro v'totenu l'ravaya bimei Haman, in the time of abundance, as referring to the times of Haman. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochan pasuk le'pischa l'hai parshasa mehacha. He used the following opening to his drasha. Zacher chazda v'munasa l'veis Yisrael. He remembered his chesed, his care for us. Roch l'afsi aretz, and people throughout the world saw Eitz Yeshua Selkeini, Hashem saved us. Eimasai roch kolafsi aretz. When did everybody see Eitz Yeshua Selkeini? When did that take place? Yeshua throughout the entire world. That was Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. Reish Lakish pasuk le'pischa ha'parshas imhelcha. He'd open up with the following pasuk. It says, Ari Noheim, the roar of a lion, v'dov shokek, and the growling of a bear, Moshe Rashal Amadal, because there was a Russia who ruled over a nation that was poor. So Ari Noam, that's referring to Zed Nebuchadnezzar Russia, Dichsebe Allah Ari Mesupcho, he's described as a lion, Dov Shokeg Zachashverosh, who's described as a bear, Dichsebe V'aru Cheva Achari, Sinyana, Damya Lodov. So there was this animal, this great Chaya, and the second animal that was referring to a bear, that was Achashverosh. The Tanya of Yosef, Elu Parsiyam Sheochlin V'oshosin Kedov, these are the Persians who eat and drink like bears do, Umushabam Basar Kedova, and they're all covered with their whole bodies covered with hair as bears are covered, Umigadlin Sarah Kedova, and let the hair grow long like bears as well. The Ainlam Manucha Kedova, they don't rest like a bear. Moshe Russia, they're always ruling over Zehaman Al Amdal Elu Yisrael, Shem Dalma Mina Mitzvah, that they were empty, they were not performing any mitzvahs. Rabbi Elazar pasuk lebhisuch melahai parshas mehach. He'd open with the following pasuk. But saltaim yimach hamikara, through your atzos, through your laziness, that the ceiling came crashing down. Uvishiflis through the humility, yadaim yidlof habayis, and the hands caused leaks in the house. What does that mean? Bishul atzos shahaya lehem liyisal, because the laziness klaisel shul askim b'torah, they were not learning. Nasu sono shal kadosh baruch hu mach, that we became very poor in the eyes of a kadosh baruch hu. Vein mach el ani refers to one who's poor. Portion Emar v'machu merkecha v'ein mikara el kadosh baruch hu, which kadosh baruch hu is referred to as the ceiling. Shenemar mikar b'mayim al yosav. So this is a reference to what took place during the times of Haman. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak pasuk la'pischa b'hai parshas miyachah. He opened up with the following pasuk. It says Shir Hamalos lule Hashem shayalanu yomar na Yisrael. Had a kadosh baruch hu been with us, then lula Hashem she'elanu b'kum aleinu adam, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not been with us, then a man would have come up against us. What does that mean? Adam v'lo melech, a person but not a king. That's referring to Achashverosh. He was not a king. He was a Adam. Rabba pasuk la'pischa b'hai parshas miyachah. He opened up with the following pasuk. It says, "Birvos tzadikim yismach am," with the greatness, the happiness of the tzadikim, uvimshal rasha yanach am, and to a evil king, so there was a great sigh from within the nation. Birvos tzadikim yismach am, that there was a great happiness from the tzadikim. Zed Mordechai v'Esther, yichsev v'hayir shushan l'tzal v'tzamecha. And uvim shal rasha yanach am zehaman dechsev ha'ir shushan navoch lashon of ye'anech. Even though the letters are a little bit different, we could still make a drasha. That's a reference to Haman. Exactly. That's the previous one. Rav Masa Amar Merhach. For the following pasuk, it says ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovava elav. Who's a nation that Kadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us? That's referring to the stories of Esther. And Rav Ashi Amar Merhacha, oh Hanisa Elokim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had performed miracles that also took place during Megillas Esther. Vayibi Me'achashveresh. Back to the Pesukim now. It says, Amar Rav, voy vihi. Lashon vayihi is voy is woe, and he is a lashon of avelus. Hadichsiv, that's what it means. Bismakartem sham loivecha, and you will sell yourselves to the enemies, la'avadim lushfachos. So that was a reference to what took place. We were under the servitude, under the avdus of Achashverosh. Ushmu Amar, he says, the way he would begin his drasha would be, Lo ma'asim v'lo ga'altim lachalosam, we would not have a revolt, we would not have rejected to destroy them. Lomastim bime Yavanim. Had we not revolted, we would have been under still the avdus of Yavanim. Lagaltim bime Nebuchadnezzar. Had we not rejected them in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. The Chalosam bime Haman, they would have to destroy them. That's the times of Haman. He tried destroying us. Lahafir bisa itam to ruin our bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That took place bime Parsayim and Kiani Hashem Elokehem bime Gog Umago. The Masisa Tana, and the Brisa we learned a little bit of a different drasha from these words. Lo ma'astim bimei kazim, that we not revolted in the times of the kazim. Shemati lem Daniel Hanani Mishal Vazaria, that time. Velo galtim bimei yivanim. Shemati lem Shimon Hatzadik v'chashmona yivanim matizyal yokoin gadol. They stood up to protect us in those times. L'chalosam is bimei haman. Shemati lem Mordechai v'Esther, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us those heroes. L'hafer bisi itam bimei parsayim. And Shemati Lemet shall base Rebbe v'chachmedoros to protect us during the times of the Parsayim. Kani Hashem Elokeim l'asid lavo shein kol uma v'lashon yuchola lishol behem, that no one's going to be able to control us in the times of Mashiach. Rabbi Levi Amar Merhacha, he learned from the following pasuk v'im lo sarishu es yoshe haaretz, but if you will not drive out those who live in the land, we would have been stuck. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us in the times of Mordechai and Esther. Rabbi Chir Amar Mirhacha, Vayak Hashir Dimisi Lasos Lem Es Elechem. It shall become the day to they will come that I thought to do to them what I do to you, that I will destroy them what I planned to do to you initially, I did to them. Achashverosh. Now we're really back to the Pesukim. So Gemara then says Achashverosh. What's the lashon Achashverosh? So Amar Rav. Rav says Achiv Sharosh. He was a brother of the one who was in charge. That what does that mean? Ben Gila Sharosh, and he was also the same mazel as a person who was Berosh. So what does that mean? Achiv Sharosh. The Gemara says Achiv Sharosh, that he was the Achiv Sharosh of Nebuchadnezzar Harasha Shinikar Rosh. Nebuchadnezzar was a true king. So Achashverosh was the brother of this Nebuchadnezzar, who was the Rosh. Shinemar describes Nebuchadnezzar in the Pasuk, Antu Resha Didahava, you're the head of the gold, you're the Rosh of the Zahav. Ben Gila Sharosh, he was of the same mazel as the Rosh, who Harag, who Bikesh Laharag. So that Nebuchadnezzar killed, and Achashverosh also wanted to kill, so they had the same midos, the same character, he and his brother Nebuchadnezzar. Who Hecherv as Bikesh, who Hecherv, that the Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and who Bikesh Laharag, and Achashverosh wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, V'malchus Achashverosh, through his ruling, B'tchiles Malchus, from the beginning of his ruling, Kasu Sidna Ayosha Yehuda Vishlaim, he had written Lashon HaSatan, he had written an accusation against Yehuda and Yerushalayim. He wanted to destroy them just like his brother had done. Ushmul Amar, a different pshat, a different understanding of Achashverosh. He says the word where the name Achashverosh means Shehush Sharu Pineam Shah Yisrael Biyamav Kishule Kedera. That Achashverosh is Lashon of a Choshech, Lashon of darkness, a Shachar. It made everyone's face turn very dark, like the bottom of a pot. After time, the bottom of the pot turns very black from the fire on the metal. So the face of every Jew turned black in those times because they were very scared of what was going to be with the Achashverosh being the ruler. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Shezochru Amar Ach L'Rosh. Anyone who remembers him says Ach L'Rosh. This guy was a terrible king. That was the response. So that's the third pshat of what Achashverosh really means. And Rabbi Hanina Amar, a fourth pshat, Shekol Nasu Roshin B'Yamav. Everybody became poor in his time because of the heavy taxes. They all became poor. Shenemar V'Yosem HaMelech Achashverosh Mas. He gave incredibly heavy taxes on everybody. So then the Gemara darshan's next. Hu Achashverosh. It says Achashverosh, Hu Achashverosh. What's Hu Achashverosh? Hu berisho mitchilaso v'atzofa. He was absolute. He was the same. He stayed the same from the beginning until the end. It was constant. That's what it means. Hu Achashverosh. It underscores his evil, his vicious that remained from beginning until end. Hu Esav. We also have that same lashon by Esav. Hu berisho mitchilaso ad Esav. Esav was Rasha from the beginning of his life until the end of his life, just like Achashverosh. Hu dasan v'avir. Whenever you have this language, it implies this absolute, this constant midah of rishus. Hein berishon mitchilaso v'atzofa. And who Melch Achaz, who Birisho Mitchilas of Atzofa. Avram, we have the same thing by those who are tzaddikim. He says, who Bitzitko Mitchilas of Atzofa. And the same thing by who Aaron Vamoshe, Hein Bitzitkon Mitchilas of Atzofa. The David, who Akatan, who Bikatnusa Mitchilas of Atzofa. David was very humble from the beginning of his life until the end. He was very absolute and very constant and consistent. And Kishem Shebekatnuso, Hikten Asma, just like when he was younger, David made himself very small, Eitzel Misha Gadol Mimenu Batora, in front of those who were greater than him, kach b'machusa, so too in his ruling, David Melch hikdin atzma etzel misha gadol b'menu b'chachma, he also made himself small in front of those who were greater than him. So then the Gemara darshins further, Mehamolich, it says, Hamolich means Amarav Shemalch Measmo, that Hamolich is a strange Lashon, that Hamolich is an active way of becoming king, in that he appointed himself. Somehow he pushed his way into becoming king. It wasn't appointed, it was self-appointed. And Amrilei L'Shvach, Amrilei L'Gnai. Some say this was actually a praise of his greatness. Others say this was degrading. How so? Amrilei L'Shvach, those who praise this, that he was self-appointed. Nobody was as fitting as he was to be king, and therefore it was to his praise, to his it was his incredible accomplishment. Amrilei L'Gnai. Others say this was a disgrace, in that D'Lohavi Chazir L'Machusa, he wasn't fit to be king. However, Memona Yiserahu, the Yav V'Kam, he paid a lot of money, he bribed his way in to becoming king, and it was therefore his L'Gnai. They hodu vad Kush, that he was the king over all these cities. Rabu Shmuel Chanamar hodu b'sof ha'olam v'kush b'sof ha'olam. One says that Hod was on one end, Hodu was on one end, and Kush was the other end, that he had entire rulership over the entire world. V'chanamar hodu v'kush b'kave hadadei havekaimer. They're actually next to each other, these two medinos, meaning k'shem shemalach al hodu v'kush, just like he had full control of two nations, two countries that were right next to each other. Kach melech misof ha'olam v'ad sof. He also had the same level of control over all the nations in the world. So similar idea, just the question is where these two were located. But the same idea that he had full control over the entire world. Kayotzi b'davar ha'omer, we have a similar type of discussion when it says by Shlomo, kihu roda b'chol ever, he had complete control b'chol ever nar, everything on the other side of the river, mitifsach v'ad aza, from this city until that city. What does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel again have the similar machlokes. Chadamar Tifsach Besof Olam, Vaza Besof Olam. One city was on one end of the world, the east, and one was on the western world, and he had full control over these everything between. And Chadamar Tifsach V'Aza Bahade Hadade Havu. The other says, no, they were next to each other to teach us that Kaimu, Kishem Shem Malach Al Tifsach V'Al Aza. Just like he had control over two cities that are adjacent to each other, so to Kach Malach Al Kol Olam Kulo, Shom HaMalach had full control over the entire world. Gemara darshins further, Sheva v'esem mea medina, he had control over 127 different provinces. So Amar Rav Chista, b'tchila malach al sheva, u'vasof malach al esem, u'vasof malach al mea. First he had control over 7, then 20, then it grew finally to 100. It wasn't 127, but these were stages, that's why it says Sheva v'esem u'mea, 7, 20, then to 100. El Miatav, that's the case. Ushnei Chaya Amram Sheva Shloshim Mas Shana by Darshibe. So what's the drasha that when Amram lived to the age of 137, does it mean he was 7? Then he was 30? Then he was 100? That's not the case. He lived to 137. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hacha Dekra Yaseirahu. Here, there's an extra pasuk. What's the extra pasuk here in Megillah that you have the ability to darshan? It says, Ksiv Me'odu Ad Kush, from the areas of Hodu Ad Kush. And so once we have that, we know he had complete control over everything. Sheva v'yasim emea medina lamali. Why you have to mention 127? That's included in all the countries of the world. So it must be, it was there to make a drasha, shmamina l'drasha, to make the drasha that he had control over 70, 20, and then finally 100. So Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa now says, the end of the Amud here, shloshim malchu bekipa. There are three individuals who had complete control over the entire world. Bekipa means like a whole covering. They had complete control over the entire globe. The Eluhein, Achav, v'Achashverosh, u'Nebuchadnezzar. Achav, the Chassid says, Chai Hashem Elokechem, the life of Hashem, if you will, im yesh goy u'mamlacha, asher lo shalach adoni sham levakech. There's no area where my master, where Achav didn't send his hand. In other words, he had the complete control over the world. V'lo d'havei malach alayu, had Achav not had full control, heicha matzei mashpile, how can you make a shvua in the name of Hashem that there's no area that he didn't send his hand to, and therefore we see that he must have had complete control over the entire world. The Nebuchadnezzar, the Chassid says by him, the nation, the country, the government, there's no country that did not have the complete control of being under the control of Nebuchadnezzar. And Achashverosh Hadamr, like we said before, which meant he controlled the entire world. So now the Gemara says on the top of Amr Beis, going further now, quotes a simon shin samich dad kaf shadzchach, Vesuleka, nobody else had full control over the entire world. Didn't Shlomo rule the entire world? So the Gemara said, Lo Salkum al Chusei, it was not completed. He did. He covered a lot, but he did not completely have control of the entire world. Hanich Laman Damer Melch Vehedio. This is true, so it means that he didn't complete his malchus. In other words, he didn't live to the end of his life as the Melch. So Gemara says, this makes sense, Hanich Laman Damar Melech V'Hedyo. If you remember the sugyas in Gittin, where Shlomo Melech was looking for the Shamir, that worm that was going to chip away at the stones in the base of Mikdash, he didn't know where it was. He had to catch this shade, or Malach Kol Ashmadai, And then he put him in chains, and finally he released Ashmedai. He wanted to see the greatness of Ashmedai. He took Shlomo and threw him across the world back and forth, and he went crazy. Shlomo Melech lost his mind. So there's one opinion said he was Melech, but then he became Hedyot. He became like a Shotelmas, so he didn't complete his life as a king. So that's why we didn't list Shlomo. So that makes sense. Laman Damar, Melech veHedyot. But Laman Damar, Melech veHedyot, or Melech, the opinion that says he was a Melech. Then he lost his mind, but then he regained his mental capacity. He became a Melech at the end of his life again. So maybe Taki, he was able to rule over the entire world. He completed his life in such a way as a Melech. Ma'ik lemeimer, what are you going to explain? And the Gemara says, Shlomo milsa achrisa havabe. Shlomo had another in him that he wasn't only controlling over this world, but shemalach al hel yonim vial hatachton. He had more control than the other king, so it wouldn't be right to put him on the list of those who only had control over tachtonim, because he controlled both the tachtonim and also the el yonim somehow. Shenemar says, Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Hashem. Shlomo Melech sat on the throne of God. What that means, I'm not entirely sure, but it's something much deeper than simply ruling over the physical world that we live in. So the Gemara then says, V'ha havei Sancheirev. Sancheirev also, he should be on the list. He controlled the entire world. D'chsiva, mi b'chol Elohei ha'aratos. Who amongst all the gods of the land, ha'ela, ha'shitzil es artem miyadi. Who saved themselves? Who was saved from my control? Nobody did. Meaning Sancheirev was testifying that he controlled the entire world. And the Gemara says, Ha Iko Yushalayim Dilo Kavsha. He was ever able to conquer Yushalayim, and therefore he did not have complete control. There's one city which he didn't control, and therefore he was on this list of those who controlled the entire world. Va Iko Dayavish, wasn't there Dayavish? Dichsiv Dayavish, Malka, Kasiv Lechla Mama. He sent a letter to all the nations of the world, Umaya, Ulashanya, all the languages, Didiran, that lived Vichal Ara, that lived in the world. Shlam Mechad Yiske, he sent a letter of greetings to all the countries of the world. Gemara says, Ha'ika Shavu D'Lamachalai, but there are seven that he was not able to conquer. Yes, he conquered a lot, but not to all the nations. D'chseva, Shvar Kodam D'Yavish V'Hakim Al-Melchusa L'Achshad Panya Me'a V'Esrin. It says he had control over 120, not 127. Now, this goes against what we said earlier. Earlier we said 127 really did not mean 127. It meant 7, 20, 100. But this Gemara seems to take it literally that there were a total of 127 nations, and D'Yavish only had control over 120 of them. So then the Gemara says, "V'ha'ika Koresh, he had control over the entire world." The Chassid it says in the pasuk, "Ka'amar Koresh Melech Pras, Ka'am Lachos Arts Nasin LiHashem." That all the nations of the world Hashem gave to me. So Hasam Ishtabuchei Hu DeKamishachem Nafshei. There he's praising himself, but the truth is he did not have complete control of the world. He claimed he had complete control of the world, but he really did not have complete control of the world. Now the Gemara says, back to the story of Megillas Esther. This is a bit of a tricky daf, just a little bit of calculations. Not that hard, but we have to just pay attention a little bit to the calculations here. So the Gemara now says, "Bayamim Ahem Kisheves Hamelch." It was in those days when he began sitting as the king. So that's the beginning of his life, Achashverosh, as the king. That's Bayamim Ahem Kisheves Hamelch. But then it says, "Uksibasre Bishnas Shalosh Lamachal," the third year of his reign. So which one was it? In the very same pasuk, it says that he was the beginning of his reign and the third year of his reign. Which one was it? So the Gemara clarifies as follows. So Amar Rava, my Kisheves, what do you mean Kisheves? La'achar shenisyash v'daito, after he became settled in. In other words, initially, he was very, very worried that maybe Klal Yisrael was going to leave his control because there was a Masara that Klal Yisrael was in Galus for only 70 years. This took place during Galus, the whole Ma'aseh of Mordechai and Esther. It was during the 70 years of Galus between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And everybody knew Galus was only going to last for 70 years. So he was concerned it was during his Malchus that the 70 years are going to expire, that they'll leave his control. He wanted control of every single person in the entire world. So he was very, very concerned. However, Amar, he says, Belshazzar chashav v'ta. Belshazzar had made a calculation of when the 70 years were up, and they thought they were up, so he wanted to take control of Klal Yisrael, and he was wrong, and he made a mistake. Ana chashivna v'lo ta'ina. I'm going to make a calculation and be correct. I won't make a mistake in when the 70 years are up. And when the 70 years expire, and I see that they're not going to be freed, so then I know I'll have control over them. So the Gemara explains, Mahi, what was this, how did they know 70 years? So it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Dechsev, Ki lefi melos lebavel, shivim shana efko deschen, lashon efko, like this week's Parsha, Pakot Pakadi is always lashon of geula. So Yirmiyah said, you're going to be in Galus Babel for 70 years until efko deschen, until I will save you. So everybody had this Masorah of 70 years. So it says further, so skipping the parentheses, Chashiv Arban v'chamesh, so the calculation goes as follows. There are 45 years that the Nebuchadnezzar was king, during Galus, we'll see how we get that calculation. V'esim mitzlas devil merodach. There were 23 years that the son of Nebuchadnezzar served as king. His name was Evil Merodach. That's 45 plus 23. That gives us now 68. V'tarte didei, 2 years of Achashverosh Hashivim, that completes 70 apik money at that point. So now that's the third year. So what the pasuk saying here is Kishavas Hamelach, he was sitting, beginning as his ruler, as the ruler, he was very nervous that Bnei Yisrael might leave. But by his third year, which meant 2 years had expired, that completed 70 years. So Nisyash Vadaiti says, 70 years are up. They're not getting the base of Mikdash back. It must be they're not going to ever get it, and I'll have complete control. And at that point, for that reason, the pasuk tells us, "Apik money debay Mikdasha." He took out the kalim from the base of Mikdash, the ashamishbu, and started using that at the party. So that was the celebration he had because the 70 years had expired. That was his whole calculation. So that's why, again, Kishavas Hamelach, and the third year, Bishnah Shlosh Lamako, he made this big party because now he saw, they're never getting the base of Mikdash back. So now the Gemara has to go through all the different calculations. How do we know 45 years, 23 years, 2 years? How do we get the calculations? So the Gemara says this is a bit of a tricky part now. Nebuchadnezzar, Minalon Darban V'chamish Shnin Mal. How do we know that he ruled for 45 years? So Damar Mar, we have this Mesorah. It says, Galu B'Sheva, Galu B'Shmona, Galu B'Shmona Esrei, Galu B'Chasrei. So a little bit confusing. It sounds like there were 4 times Klaisa was exiled. The 7th year, the 8th year, the 18th year, and the 19th year. But the truth is, it's really 2 galios. That the 7th and 8th year is the same one, just using different calculations. And then the couple of 18 and 19 is also a second galus, but 18 and 19 are just 2 different calculations of the same galus. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains. Galu b'sheva l'kibush Yehoyakim. So Klai Yisrael was exiled, the first exile from Nebuchadnezzar. It was the 7th year from when Nebuchadnezzar took over Yehoyakim. 7 years after that was the first time Klai Yisrael was exiled, which is the same exact calculation as it was called Galus Yehoyakim. That was the first one. And then that Shehi Shmona Nebuchadnezzar, it was the 8th year from when he began ruling him. In other words, Nebuchadnezzar was the king. 8 years after he became king was when he sent them in Galus, but that was also 7 years after he conquered Yehoyakim. So in other words, when Nebuchadnezzar became king, his second year he had conquered Yehoyakim. So now those are 2 calculations. One calculation for when he became king, a second calculation when he took over Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim was 1 year delayed. So that first Galus was 8 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became king, but that was 7 years from when he had taken over Yehoyakim. That was the first calculation. And then the Gemara says, the second time Klai Yisrael was put into Galus by Nebuchadnezzar, it was Galu B'shmon Esrei L'Kibush Yehoyakim, 18 years from when he conquered Yehoyakim, and that was the second Galus that was called Galus Tzidkiyahu, Shasrei Nebuchadnezzar, which was the really 19th year from when Nebuchadnezzar became king. So these are 2 Galios, but we're using 2 calculations from, again, when he became king and when he had overtaken Yehoyakim. And the Gemara says, because Damar Mar, we have this Mesorah, the Shana Rishona Kibush Es Nineveh. The first year when Nebuchadnezzar became king, he conquered Nineveh. And the second year, Ushnia Kibush Yoyakim. So using those calculations from when the first year became king and the second year from when he conquered Yoyakim, for some reason we're using both those calculations. But in the end, there are really only 2 Galios of Bnei Israel from Nebuchadnezzar. What does that do for all of us? So the Gemara explains, Uksiv, it says, Vahi B'shloshim V'sheva Shana L'Galos Yoyakim. 37 years from the Galus of Yehoyakim. From, again, that was, remember, that was 8 years after Nebuchadnezzar became king. So 37 years after that 8-year point, so 37 years from the Galus of Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, B'shem Asar Chodesh, B'asim V'chamish L'Chodesh, it was the 12th month, the 25th day of the 12th month, Nasa Evil Merodach, his son of Nebuchadnezzar, Nevel Evil Merodach, Melech Babel, B'shas Malchusas Rosh Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, B'yotzi Yosom Mibes HaKlu. He brought back, when he became king, he returned Yehoyakim out of Galus. They were stuck in this place called Beis Kol. He brought them back. So we see from here that he became king, that Evil Merodach became king 37 years after the first Galus. So now we have a calculation. Then Nebuchadnezzar was 8 years until the Galus Yehoyakim, and then there was another 37 years until his son became king. That gives us a total of 45 years. That's how we know that Timnei plus Tlasin Visheva, 8 plus 37, it gives us Harei, Arbam, V'chamesh, the Nebuchadnezzar. That's 45 years. Fine. Now, the estimate Tlas the Evil Merodach, how do we know he served as king for 23 years? Gemara, that's a Mesorah that we have. So that gives us now 68 years. And Tarti Didei, the 2 years of himself, Hashivim, that's the 70 years. So Amar, so Hashiv Ade Tulum Aparke, so Belshazzar said, when he was making the calculation initially, he said, 70 years are up, and they had not been redeemed. Apek Mani Debe Mikdasha, Vishamishbu, I'm going to now take out the kalim from the base of Mikdash and use them. Daniel, that's what Daniel said. Valmare Shemaya Hisramam. He says to Belshazzar, because you were very haughty and over a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lemanya di Baisa, that you took the Kalim on the base of Migdash, Hitiv Kadmach in front of you, Uksiva says afterwards, Baby Laila that night, Kitil Belshazzar Malka Kasta. The Belshazzar was killed and he miscalculated the Shim Shana. Uksiva says further, Dayavish Mada, the Yavish Ramadai Kaba Mahusa, he became the next king, Kvar Shnin Shit and Vitartin, and when he was 62 years old. So that's Belshazzar made some type of mistake. So Amr, Achashverosh now says to himself, Ihu Mitaritai, he made a mistake in his calculation. Anu Chashivna Velotaira, I'm going to make a cheshbon, I won't make a mistake. Miksiv, does it say Lamalchus Bavel? It says Libavel. The 70 years does not begin from when the Bavel became the king. Rather, it refers to when they went to Babel, which was delayed 7 years, meaning that Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babel. But the Gullus of Klai Yisrael wasn't until 8 years into his kingdom. So it wasn't Lemalchus Babel, it was Legullus Babel. So he was 8 years off Belshazzar. So again, it doesn't say Lemalchus Babel, Lebabel, Ksiv, to Babel, my Lebabel, Legullus Babel. So Kama Batson, how much was he off by Timna, the 8 years? Because you remember, when Nebuchadnezzar became king, he didn't send Klai Yisrael to Gullus until 8 years in. So now we see Belshazzar was 8 years delayed. So Chashiv Ayla Chilufayu. So Achashverosh calculated all the 8 years missing. Chadad de Belshazzar, he was a king for 1 year. Chamesh de Dayavish Vikarish, another 5 years. That's 6 years total now of these two kings. Vitarti de Day, 2 years of his own. So that gives a total of Hashivin. That's 8 years missing, a total of 70 years total. So he says, so we see 70 years are up finally. And Kavan the Chaz de Malashivin. Now he saw 70 years have completed himself. Velo Iprik. And Klai Yisrael is not redeemed. Amar Hashavade Sulo Mifarki. They're no longer going to be redeemed. They're stuck in Babel forever. Apik Mari the Beit Mikdash. I'm going to take out the Kalim of the base of Mikdash, the Shamashbu, and use them. So Ba Satan Varikid Benam, the Satan came and started dancing between Achashverosh and Vashti. Harag is Vashti, ended up killing. We know Achashverosh killed Vashti. So the Gemara says, wait a second. We made a very good calculation. Where was his mistake? Where did he go wrong? So the Gemara says, Iu Nami Mitaita. He also made a mistake. He is supposed to count the 70 years from the Churban Beis HaMikdash in Gal Tzidkiyahu, which you said was 10 years or 11 years later. So he's off by 11 years. So Sof Kam and Batson, how much was he missing? 11 years, because again, the first Gal was the 7th year, and the next Gal was the 18th year, so they're off by 11 years. So Gemara says, Ihu Kama Malch, how long was Achashverosh the king for? Arbeisar, he was king for 14 years. So, Barbeisar Didei, Barlei, Lemivnei, Beis HaMikdash. So, remember, the 3rd year of Achashverosh was when the 70 years expired in his calculation. He was off by 11 years. So, by the 11 years, was now the 14th year, the final year of Achashverosh's ruling. So, at least the 14th year, that's when he should have had rights to take it, because the 70 years had expired. Lama Ksiva, how come it says, Badein B'deles Avidus Beis Elaka Dibushlaim? Because then the bittul of the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it continued into, the pasuk says, it continued into the 2nd year of the Yavish who came after Achashverosh. That's the 7 years were expired. But why? It should have expired the last year of Achashverosh, not 2 years after Achashverosh. And the Gemara answers very simply, Amarava Shanim Mikutaz Havu. When we made the calculations of all the different kings, not all the kings completed a year. I mean, there's some overlap. Some only did half a year. And therefore, some the years were absorbed within each other. So it was another 2 years of those half years that they ruled. And that's why it was not till another 2 years after Achashverosh. And we'll just go to the top of Yud Beis and Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi. The Baruch says the same thing. There's another year added to it. And Yavesh Vishlimo, and Yavesh completed, which meant that Belshazzar never finished. He did, even though he's counted as 1 year, he really was a ruler as 1 year and half a year, and it was the Yavesh who completed that year. So we see that there's a missing year somewhere, a couple years missing in between, and that's where the calculation was off. I'm not going to recap today, but everybody have a wonderful day.